Whether you're driving to work, biking to a friend's place, or on the way to your next vacation, Amazon Music has your comedy fix covered. As an Amazon Prime member, you have access to ad-free top podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/onthegocomedy. That's amazon.com/onthegocomedy. And listen to your favorite podcasts on the go.
I don't like blood and guts, but I love them when they're lengthily discussed. 'Cause nothing's more relaxing than the cries of death and lust. So spend a
This is the moment I've been waiting for a number of days.
Yes, for a matter of days. It's been very exciting and exciting to share, but also excited to hear
Me
your
too.
Choices for what this episode's about. We're laying down, picking, selecting, curating the yuppie nightmare season. Isn't that so, Matthew?
That's right, Paul Rust. This is with Gorley and Rust, and a mini-sode where we're doing exactly what Paul said, and picking four of these movies from such a huge pool was more difficult than Penelope Ann Miller choosing which son to drop at the end of The Good Son. Do I go with Elijah Wood? Do I go with Macaulay Culkin? Either way, one of these kids has to fall to its death. And I found I had that choice over and over and over again.
I know, because so many of the choices are really good. So it's hard. Yeah.
The Good Son is among
the, good son
the possible
is among.
Choices.
Yes, one of the good choices.
Now, tell me, did you have any kind of process before we get to our films? Did you have any little rules or metrics for yourself in choosing? Because I had a couple.
Yeah, I would say that, like, maybe if just quickly we nail down the, just doesn't have to be academic, but just yuppie being a young urban professional. Mm-hmm.
Or suburban.
Yes.
Or rural. In this case.
Yeah. And right. Well, I was saying, like, that can mean somebody who leaves the city to go and start life in the suburbs or in the country or rural places.
Usually means upper middle class of some kind, especially in movie form.
Yeah. And I went with also that, like, for instance, I love The Game, but I'm not going to pick The Game. Just
me
to
too.
Give an example.
Yeah.
Because for me, he's uber wealthy elite. Like, he definitely starts in a position of comfort and cos that gets disrupted, but it's too much. He's having people cook his food. That's not.
I agree.
Yuppie. That's like
I agree.
Elite.
Also, The Game. There's something for me, I want it to be a more sinister reason for the antagonist.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 100% clear in The Game whether this is sinister. Yeah.
And I think what's sinister about them too is like different. Like it seems like it's more. Well, we were talking about like the difference between a yuppie and a yuppie's in peril, and our choice of yuppie nightmare is maybe like yuppie's in peril is asking you to be like, oh, you care for the yuppies in their in peril and you hope they're not in peril. Mm-hmm. But I think maybe the more fun way of to watch these is like, I'm not necessarily identifying with the yuppie. It's kind of fun getting to see their nightmare played out of like, oh no, what if I put my dick in somebody and it came back to haunt me. It's like, well, you did this, dude.
That's
like,
a good explanation.
It's hard to shed a tear, so it's funny that you're going through this nightmare.
Ultimately, you don't want him to die, but you want him to have a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's satisfying to see these people kind of put through a ringer on some level.
That's
so just saying yuppie's in peril puts too much emotional attachment. You like yuppie nightmare is like, haha, funny. You're going through a nightmare right now.
I love it. And you coined that phrase. You brought up this whole plan and idea. It's the most excited I've been about season since
since we got to talk about the Cult of Thorns.
Probably. I am thrilled because also I know my wife Amanda is into this, and which means I won't be watching these midday with headphones on. We'll be watching these in fall at night.
Like, I know.
And
we, you know, Matt has recently either, you know, we're married men, fathers. This is the stuff of the yuppie nightmare, too, is the person who has these types of comforts. And then, lo and behold, something comes along. So what should we do? I guess we should probably, part of the process, too, that I was telling you before we started recording, we briefly just talked about, and I said, oh, hey, there's some that I'm maybe counting on as your picks, so right. I can pick. But I would say, to answer fully your question of, like, going into this, I did think there's probably, like, four that I, like, feel like should definitely be in this.
Yeah.
And if they're not, then we failed completely.
I agree. And
so
I'm
going to keep an eye out, making sure too. At least those four.
That's funny. I had the same thought. And they may seem a little on the nose, but I think when you're talking quintessential yuppie nightmare movies, these have to be reflected, which then made me think, because the pool was so large when I really dug into this, and thank you to the trustees.
And the new pool that came with this house that the yuppies just bought.
I know.
The pool is deep with these titles.
Yeah, because Swim Fan or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, we did a post on the Patreon, and the trustees just suggested movies, and I'm very thankful to that, because one of my picks is because of that.
Mm.
And I was
perfect.
I was able to go through all of them. My first narrowing down was 28 movies.
Damn.
And I had to choose four.
I know, it's tough.
So
the knowledge that we have future yuppie nightmares to have down the line, right?
Yeah, that was my point, is that we're talking, there's no way we're doing probably just two of these ultimately seasons. There's probably a third
and a fourth.
Maybe even a fourth season.
Yeah, just like nightmares themselves. They're never ending.
So one thing when choosing mine, like you said, knowing that a few of these movies are kind of must-haves, we'll probably have some crossover in our list. So I haven't fully chosen my four. I've only chosen some alternates depending on what you choose. So there's a real strategy here, which I like.
I know. So that's why I think whoever, should we do your choice, my choice, my choice, your choice, whatever.
Absolutely.
But we should flip a coin to see who has to go first.
I was going to say the same thing. And I actually had one criteria was there's some movies that I really like and think should be on here, but I've seen them recently and I don't, for that reason, I'm not picking them. And it's interesting too, I found how little the supernatural element comes into most of these, but there are those, and those that fit well in. A couple, maybe especially one that should be represented at some point, but it's in my recently seen, so I'm not choosing it. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But do I own a coin?
I don't think I own a coin. Should we flip an iPhone?
Or pick a number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
I got mine.
And then what is it? Is it like whoever's higher?
Amanda's going to do it for us.
Oh, got it, got
it,
got it.
She's outside the door. Kay. Hold on. Marty. Will you pick a number between 1 and 10, and whichever one of us gets closer gets to pick first?
Okay.
Or gets to choose if they get to go first or second.
Oh, right. Okay, that's even better.
Is that
better.
Okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Of course. All right. My number...
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me hit go again. Okay.
My number is 4.
Mine is 3.
Paul's is 3.
Okay, so you get to choose first, Matt.
Okay.
Or choose if you get to go first or not.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, she chose 6, so I'll choose to go second. I'm glad you said that.
Oh, good. Okay.
Wow. Oh, man, this is big. Okay, I've got mine pulled up on individual tabs on Letterboxd.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
So I'll make the first pick.
Yeah.
And does that mean then I make the 7th pick? How does that work out? Like, no, it's like first, or do I make the 8th? I'm just trying to figure out.
You'll make first. The 7th.
7th.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So first I'll choose, gotta do it. Fatal Attraction.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to keep this on a list here.
That for me is one of the two of the like quintessential yuppie nightmares.
Yeah, I think you're right. I had it on my alternates list because
you knew that.
Well, that and There's something about this one that could also go into an erotic thrill. Like it's almost a subgenre, but its parent genre is definitely this, and it should be here. And I'm thrilled that you.
And when we
it.
talk about on the episode, you know, Paramount released it, and when it came out, people were a little like, "Oh, this is funny." This used to be kind of low grade. This would be like exploitation movies, and now Paramount is doing these like very slick Hollywood versions of this. Now, if you look at the release dates that Paramount had from 1980 to 1986, there was a Friday the 13th released every year. They skipped 1 year between 6 and 7. Part 6 was 1986. Part 7 was 1988. The only year that Paramount didn't release a Friday the 13th movie, instead they released Fatal Attraction. So I do think like it was filling some slate of whatever thrills and chills that they wanted to bring.
Do you also, are you familiar with this picture from the marketing where Glenn Close, Ann Archer, and Michael Douglas are just all
that like, is so funny. There. That's like what we were talking about, the like those Scream post Pulp Fiction publicity ads where everybody like dresses the same and poses together, but it's like
as friends.
Yeah, Ann Archer would be furious to see that he's on Glenn Close is on the other shoulder.
Well, excellent. I'm so thrilled. Okay, Fatal Attraction is our first pick. My second or my number, my first pick for number two film.
Yeah,
Sleeping with the Enemy.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Wonderful.
I don't even have anything to say.
Wonderful.
It just feels right.
That scene, that feels right. And when was the last time I saw it once when it came out on video? It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, me too.
I've seen parts.
Yeah.
If I'm flipping through, I'll stop.
Because I think what we're representing here actually is a good, both male and female.
Can be crazy.
Stalker, crazy lover, former lover. Yeah. Like the quintessential element of a yuppie nightmare, I think, is the... like victimized, jilted lover of some kind.
The outside force wanted to fuck your shit up.
Yeah.
So for my choice then, I will choose The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Yeah, that was on my list.
In terms of outside forces coming and effing your S up.
This is where I am rewarded for going second because that was on my four.
Yeah.
And now it opens me up for
it's
another.
One of my four. So yeah.
I'm just writing these down.
No, that's good. That's
I'm
good.
Thrilled that's about that.
That's good.
Okay. In fact, that would have probably been my next pick.
Oh, okay.
But now I'm going for a movie I didn't even know about, as suggested by the trustees.
I love it, dude.
It's a little bit of an outlier. It's called Society from 1989.
Man, you're going to make me watch Society? Okay.
Why?
It's so... I mean, it's good you're choosing it. It's good. It's great. People are going to be so happy. It is the grossest movie on earth.
Oh, should I not choose it?
No.
I've never seen it.
We're strapping in. We're watching Society.
Are you sure? Is this a mistake? Like, is this going to be like a Jack Frost or something?
No, because I think it's like well made. It's just like really gross.
Really?
So this is awesome.
Counsel me. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Because you know me. Maybe this is a bad move. And
no,
I will.
If I talk you out of it, there's going to be such... People who love Society will be really upset that I told you not to do this.
I know, and I'm sympathetic to them. But let's learn a lesson from Chucky. We shouldn't be watching movies that we don't want to watch. You know what I mean?
I'm going to pull a card here. I'm going to say save Society.
I trust you. I think that's the right choice.
If people want to come at me, they can come at me.
No, that's fair.
I'm sorry. And I'm sorry to, I see in your eyes a sadness that maybe I took away one of your choices.
I think what you're seeing in me is like, I dodged a bullet. I know you know me.
I think you'll be happy.
No, I 100% trust you. Okay. Also, there's no shortage of movies here. Yeah. So I'm kind of relieved.
That's why I'm saying this is because of you feeling like you had a hard time choosing down.
I could see where this is disgusting. What I was reading is a Beverly Hills teen discovers his parents are a part of a gruesome orgy cult for the social elite. And I thought if handled halfway decently, that's an interesting subject. But if handled poorly.
No, I think the movie is actually good is the thing. I'm not saying don't watch a bad movie. I'm saying like. A good movie that effectively will gross us out.
Okay. I just love this. I love the fact that this is going to cause some controversy. That's what this is all about. Now, first of all, obviously, anybody listening, don't really get upset at this. If you do,
well, that's why I said save it, because I think we'll eventually work up. You just caught me off guard. I mean,
I'm excited.
It was breathtaking that moment when you suggested that movie, because I was like, I'm going to have to actually watch a movie that I've been avoiding my whole life.
So have you seen it?
No, I hear it's so gross. I've been avoiding it. That's like why a little like I'm feeling sad about telling you not to do it, because there's going to be people who are like, oh, so the reason we're not watching is because little Polly's feelings didn't want to.
No. Wait, is it gross gore wise or just like
body horror effects? I'm sure I would love it too. Like, it'd be like going to a haunted house where after it's all done, I'd be like, I'm glad I did it. But
well, let's skip it for this one and let's see what the reaction are, because I bet there's going to be a lot of people coming out and going, I get it. You're right. And you should, we do know that we
that
need to watch
movies
we want to watch.
That is where the cozy line gets a little hard, because that's also why I know we haven't fully indulged in the Texas Chainsaw movies or the Saw movies, because we're like, we know there's something in there that's going to be.
I agree. And I do think that there's a real key to this podcast is, even though we want to satisfy everyone, you have to watch movies you want to watch, because it's just not fun.
I've just never pulled this card before.
I'm glad you did it.
Okay. I feel a little, what's the word? Fascist.
No, I gave you the option and I trust you.
Okay.
100%.
You did give me the option. If you hadn't offered it, I wouldn't know.
No, 100%.
That's so kind of you, Matt. That
I
you
gave
saw
you the option
because
I wanted you to.
I know, because you saw it me.
No, but I wanted, I think I probably may have made a bad choice. So.
No.
Because I think I might have another bad choice on my list. So. Well, only one bad choice.
Well, so what's your choice of society now? Matt?
Okay.
Oh, good golly.
Oh, God. Now I'm really going to have to make some decisions on the fly here. Okay. I'm going to swap one bad choice for another bad choice. Just so that we're at least getting a bad choice in there.
Perfect.
Consenting adults.
The bad choice, I just am putting a fat asterisk that society isn't a bad choice because it's a bad movie.
Yes.
Bad choice.
Consenting adults.
Oh, hey, all right, buddy. Now,
when you described this, I was just, it sounds awful.
And I described it to you off mic because it is, when we watch it, for people who are seeing it for the first time, it's going to be that's what this movie's about.
I don't condone some of the practices of the characters going, but
or
I don't condone killing either, right?
Yes.
And one of the actors, but I am so curious about this one. I'm choosing because it looks horrible and I like a good horrible movie.
And also it is a weird Hollywood prestige movie. Like Alan J. Pakula directed it. Kevin Kline is an actor in it. Like, it has like a lot of class for a movie that is really bizarre.
Classless.
I don't mean to build up the bizarreness.
No, I'm intrigued by the competing, just the thought of this movie.
Yes. So that's great. Oh, I love that you chose Consenting Adults.
Okay.
Which is a sort of a synonym for society, isn't it? Isn't society just a bunch of consenting adults?
Yeah.
So my choice. So what do we got so far, Matt?
We've got Fatal Attraction. We've got Sleeping with the Enemy. We've got The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, and we've got Consenting Adults. Let's put that already in chronological order. So,
ooh, fun.
We've got, Fatal Attractions first now. Then Sleeping with the Enemy, 91. Fatal Attractions, 87. Both Hand That Rocks the Cradle and Consenting Adults is 1992.
And I think both fall 1992, right?
Wow. Like, we'll have to find out exactly which one is first. We talked about how that might be an issue.
Yeah. We'll have to actually choose the date and within 92.
Yeah.
So my choice is...
Whether you're driving to work, biking to a friend's place, or on the way to your next vacation, Amazon Music has your comedy fix covered. As an Amazon Prime member, you have access to ad-free top podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/onthegocomedy. That's amazon.com/onthegocomedy. and listen to your favorite podcasts on the go.
So I get two choices left, huh?
Yes.
Two choices left.
Right.
God damn it,
I
Matt.
Know. I know.
Because there are four movies in there that I think
I have.
Could be really
I have five
to watch for this.
Five choices still from my pool to pick from.
Beautiful.
And I've got to choose two from five.
Okay, I'm gonna choose here. Raising Cain.
Oh my God!
Another
I completely forgot about that. I would have chosen that. Thank God you did.
Good. That. So yeah, fellow 19 class of 92 movie here.
Oh,
Raising Cain.
What a year.
Summertime though, so I think it'll be before consenting adults and the hand that rocks the cradle.
Oh, I am so thrilled for this season already.
Yes,
and you know what?
Yes.
Fuck society. I don't care. Anybody got a problem with that? You come to me first.
Yeah, don't bother my little brother Paulie about that. Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let me put Raising Fraser Crane.
That's what what's his name had to deal with. Raising Fraser and Niles.
So that John would Mahoney. Probably be before Hand the Rocks a Cradle
yeah.
and Consenting Adults. Okay. I'm so glad because that was in my head already as one I wanted to pick. And for some reason, my final list
yeah.
wasn't there.
Well, there was some method to that because I was like, there's one other title that I feel like is two titles that are like essentials. And Raising Cain might even be less essential. Mm. But I have a fourth one, and maybe you'll choose. We'll see.
You know what? I think I'm going to – I know strategy-wise, I could probably let the one that I think should be on there go and force you to pick it, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take one of these.
Wow. Matt, no, you pick what you want to pick.
No.
You pick
well,
the
it's
movies
on
you
my list.
See because you already changed society to suit me.
No, I think I'll –
Well, you do you. You pick the one you want to pick. Because it doesn't matter. My fourth pick will be a great pick no matter what.
Yeah, and I still want to see this movie. It's
yes.
on my list.
Yeah.
But I think if I'm reading our room, our collective
yes.
room, I will do what I think is also on your list.
Oh, great. Well, no, just, yeah, whatever you want
But
to
it's
do.
On my list, too. And I think, and maybe tell me if I'm wrong, but I'll choose Pacific Heights.
Hey, yes, that was one of the two.
Okay.
So now.
I think it needs to be represented.
Yes.
And that's 1990. So that jumps up to the third. No, sorry, the second.
Yes. So it goes
Fatal Attraction.
Mistress from Hell
yep.
to Tenet from Hell.
Or is he Tenet or Landlord?
Oh, he's a landlord?
Yeah, I think so, right?
I think they own the place and he
oh,
comes in
okay.
and he lays down a bunch of money saying, I'll pay you up front if you let me have this plate.
You're right.
Which
yeah.
That's a you know what it's also about great about these Yuppie Nightmare movies? They're like based on like or they follow the same rules as what I love about noirs, where it's like you try to cut a corner in life just a little bit
yeah.
and you pay for it for the
yeah.
rest of the movie.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be cheating on your wife. You shouldn't be taking money up front from a tenant.
No.
You know that's wrong.
No.
Something,
is it wrong
something
to take
fishy's
money
going
for,
on
yeah.
there? You ignore your like conscience.
You're right.
The easy thing, and then it costs you.
All right. So we've got Fatal Attraction with a jilted former lover mistress. We've got Psycho Tenet with Pacific Heights. We've got, I believe, a psychotic ex-husband.
Psycho ex-husband. Yep.
In Sleeping with the Enemy, Raising Cain. You've got just a
psycho dad.
Psycho dad.
Psycho husband. Psycho dad.
Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Psycho nanny. Consenting adults.
Psycho neighbors. It's great. It is. Yeah. All of those. It's like I moved into a nice neighborhood and I got psycho neighbors.
Okay.
Oh no. I have
we each
a
have
child
one.
And I can afford a nanny. Psycho nanny. It's like, yeah, guys, you're creating your own problems. Don't move in next door to psychos.
Yeah. We each have one pick left.
Okay. Okay. You choosing a Pacific Heights did really take the pressure off.
Okay, good. That's what I wanted. it is. It's true.
So, yeah, I choose mine. I think a really good one, a single white female.
Wow. Yeah.
Because that, I'm choosing that one. It was down to two for me. And I'm choosing that one because I feel like it's a different setup that we don't have where it's
psycho roommate.
Yeah, psycho roommate, of course. And then also it's the story of two women.
Yes.
A lot of times these are like triangles of a man, woman, and another woman, or
I almost
man,
chose
woman,
Black
man.
Widow, which was like that.
Oh, Black Widow, cool.
Yeah. So this is 92 as well. Jesus.
Summer 92. So we got to... Now, if I had to guess the order, I think it goes single white female first, then Raising Kane, then Consenting Adults, then The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Okay. If I remember my 92, like I think I do.
We'll check on that. We'll do that before we end.
So wow. What's your last?
That's a good one. Now, that's a movie that I think should be represented. I had it on my list of, I've seen it recently, so I wasn't going to choose it.
Oh, well then let's, be the society pick? Because I have another one that I can swap out easily.
No, although it does beg the question, should we be allowed one veto?
Yes. So use the veto here.
But now people are going to hate me.
Yeah, they won't. It's okay. We'll get to single white female later. It's not...
Okay, I veto.
Perfect.
All right, this makes it fun.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, well, that's fun too, like because I got my option out there. But
do you like the veto for future picks too? That's a fun thing.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And we... Yeah. And maybe we can save the veto
necessary.
To the end. Yeah.
Because what if the whole time I was watching Society, I was nibbling on my fingernails?
What if I chose The Descent? Not for yuppies, but you know, you don't want to see Descent.
Yeah, you know I don't want to see Descent. You know that about me?
Yeah.
Hey, that's nice. My wife has accepted I don't want to watch Midsommar because I'm too scared.
Okay.
Which, then I hear it's less scary than Hereditary. So if
it is,
I shouldn't
less
let
scary.
Hereditary scare me off. It was just Hereditary. It was so nerve-rattling. I'm like...
Yeah. It's more low-humming... dreadfulness.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got some rough parts too, but
I watched Shortcuts recently, dude, and that's not a horror movie or even a suspense movie, but just getting back in the mindset of having, I've just been watching a lot of crap where it's not well made to ask you where you start identifying with the characters or anything. But Robert Altman obviously is like the best, and then also that is his thing, is getting you to like really care about people. I watched Shortcuts, and there's a part where their son goes, a child goes into a coma, and I watched that pre-having kids, and just was kind of like, boop, beep, boop. Oof. I had like a full like catharsis watching that episode, and then I'm watching, I'm like, I remember how it ends, and I'm like, I don't think this ending is going to give me the satisfaction that I actually need for a story like this, and then the ending came. I cried, and I was like, that was a really good ending to that story. It helped me like actually be like, that is a Hollywood or a storytelling version of somebody going through that where I buy where it.
Yeah.
People can watch it and have the thrill for themselves, but we're not watching Shortcuts for yuppie. But and it is kind of a yuppie nightmare, that moment. It's like two suburban couple. One of them is like a news reporter. Opinion guy, and his kid gets hit by a car, and then he goes into a coma, and it's sort of
I know you gotta go pretty quickly because we've recorded 3 episodes today.
Yes, and in 20 minutes I'm gonna go and talk to my therapist about how much I've watched Eyes Wide Shut.
So let's do our last pick, and then I just a couple things I want to cover about.
Oh, you haven't picked your last pick?
No, and neither of you, because single white female
got, oh my god, we get so excited talking about Shortcuts. Okay. Damn. Okay, so now I got another two that I can choose. Okay, I'm choosing this. Hopefully you haven't rewatched it recently. This isn't one of the, but I'm going to go with Fear.
Oh, no, I saw that a few years ago, but.
Okay, great. Well, hey, dealer's choice or acceptor's choice. Do you want Unlawful Entry or Fear?
No, this can't.
This has to
be your pick at this point. We can't be too deferential. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So Fear it is.
Fear.
Okay, and that is
now Unlawful Entry was another class of 92. So I partly chose Fear just so we could get kind of maybe into a different era.
And Unlawful Entry is the Kurt Russell one.
Yeah.
That's very similar to Pacific Heights, right?
Yes, that's why I also didn't choose it. It kind of like a married couple with their domestic space with a male psycho scene. Like, oh, we got that.
Yeah. So that's going to be our old or newest movie.
Yeah.
At 1996.
That'll be the last one we likely watch, right? Unless you have...
Oh, man. This is tough. Okay.
Are you going to choose one? Hey, just a hint. Is it before 96 or after 96?
Well, I have four possibilities. I'm going to get rid of one, The Stepfather. I'm going to knock out. It's not.
Let's
not
hold on to that. Matt, look at all of the second season of Yuppie Nightmares that we're already looking forward to. Single White Female, The Stepfather.
I'm trying to.
Society.
I want to do the last pick that kind of complements the rest, but I have to sneeze. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
And so Fear would be my daughter's boyfriend from hell.
Yeah.
Psycho daughter's boyfriend.
Oh, God. Here's where I go, like, legitimate or illegitimate. There's also. Classic. Oh,
because what are the seven we have right now?
We have Fatal Attraction, Pacific Heights, Sleeping with the Enemy, Raising Cain, Consenting Adults, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, and Fear.
God, these are all so fun.
I have a thriller drama, an erotic thriller, and a good erotic thriller and a bad erotic thriller.
Do you feel comfortable sharing the titles with me? Because I don't have a choice now. Yeah. I don't have another option. So it's not like I'm going to feel the pressure of any title you mentioned.
I do. My three choices are Body Heat, Sliver, and Cape Fear.
Wow. Those are all really good.
I've never seen Sliver. I haven't seen Body Heat since I don't remember anything about it. Cape Fear I love, but I've seen it a bunch. Mm-hmm. This is intense. Let me just.
But even if you've seen something a bunch and you know you love it, well, that's what we've done many times with the podcast before too, Matt.
I know. I'm looking at the letterbox rating.
Blink, blink, blink.
You're trying to tell me.
Well, I love Cape Fear, but you choose what you want because you gave me the choice. No, I love all of those genuinely. And I wavered on Cape Fear.
I did too.
Because I was sort of like, oh, is this fully that?
I know.
Now, I'm sure saying that so you don't feel the pressure of me saying
Cape
Fear.
That's one of the things where I love Cape Fear. And it's, I think of these three movies, the Trustees have named this the most. Mm-hmm. So I do feel like I want to please them as well. But it's not 100% a yuppie nightmare movie to me. It is. It definitely is. But there's something just...
It's more southern, like gothic a little bit.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't have... I mean, Nick Nolte is definitely a young urban professional who... He's a lawyer.
Yeah.
And he's got a nice, beautiful house with a beautiful wife and a beautiful daughter. And a psycho from his life comes and invades that. So it definitely has all the rules. I don't know why it doesn't fully...
Well, I think part of it is the style and the Scorsese direction. It doesn't lean into any tropes.
Yes. And that it's a remake of a movie pre-Yuppie Nightmare. Now, I've never seen Sliver either. What was the other?
Body Heat.
Body Heat. Body Heat's great too. But Sliver, I've never seen it and have a curiosity about.
Let's do Sliver.
Hey, all right, buddy. Okay. Awesome. Because now we can watch, when we watch Sliver, we'll have to watch the original ending, which I have seen.
Well, I don't even know anything about
bonkers.
This. Okay. And Sliver's second to last. So here are our films. Fatal Attraction from 87. We'll kick off with that. We go into Pacific Heights from 1990s, our second. Our third one is Sleeping with the Enemy. 91, Raising Cain, 92, Consenting Adults, 92, Hand That Rocks the Cradle, 92, and that order may switch. Sliver, 93, and Fear, 96.
Dude, I'm so stoked. That's great.
I am too.
That's great.
Okay, I just want to say a couple of my things that I didn't choose that
please.
I like that just because I've seen them recently. I think What Lies Beneath is a great option for this. I saw it recently.
Let's keep a list of the ones that we Single Wife Female, The Stepfather.
Yeah.
You just said
What Lies Beneath.
Yeah.
The
great.
Good Son.
Cape Fear.
Don't Look Now. Rosemary's Baby. Talented Mr. Ripley. I've seen all those. But you know what? I almost made a case, but I didn't because of our rule that like an action yuppie story can't really work in here. But Patriot Games almost works because they get terrorized by this guy.
That's right.
Same with Rent-A-Cop with Burt Reynolds and Liza Minnelli, but I wouldn't do it. And then Yeah. And then, like I said, I had a million others. I mean, there's so many of these. Mm-hmm. If we didn't pick yours, just hold on to the next time we do this season.
Because you said Cape Fear and Sliver and
Body Heat.
Body Heat.
Also, Jagged Edge was in there for me.
Jagged Edge was up there for me too.
The Crush, The Temp, One Hour Photo, Disclosure, The Vanishing, Malice, Shallow Grave, Society, Bad Influence, A Perfect Murder, Unlawful Entry, The Guardian, Raising, The Invitation.
The Guardian is an example of the paranormal version of a yuppie nightmare.
Yeah.
Because it's like a paranormal tree, right?
Yeah. I've never seen it.
You said Bad Influence. I would say Bad Influence and Unlawful Entry were the ones that were most going to be battling it out.
Yeah, Bad Influence.
Because Bad Influence fits the block, a piece that we, or a dynamic that we don't have, which is psycho friend.
Right.
Like psycho male friend.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also really good.
I'm trying to find the release dates on these real quick.
Yeah.
Just so we have it. In the final order.
Yes. The final order. The final orders.
And then consenting adults.
Oh my gosh. So people should feel comfortable when they watch these pouring a cup of hot brown.
Oh yeah.
Pouring a cup of hot cider. Maybe pouring a cup of a wine, a glass of wine. Maybe a warm sherry or bourbon, and you sit, you put on a coziest sweater, and you watch these movies, and you go, God, it would be nice to be these people in the first 15 minutes of this movie, but thank God I'm not them in the last 85 minutes of this movie.
It's hard. Is it Wikipedia that's the best place to find that? Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Release date on the right there.
Oh, right. October 16th, 92 for consenting adults. So that's late in 92. All right. Sorry.
Let's, my guess was that Hand the Rock to the Cradle might, let me guess, September 16th.
Wow.
I don't know.
January 10th, 92.
Oh my God, I was fully off. It was a 91 into a 92. So this is before Raising Cain, my friend.
It must be. Raising Cain is August 7th. Okay, so here's our final order. Fatal Attraction, Pacific Heights, Sleeping with the Enemy, Hand That Rocks the Cradle, Raising Cain, Consenting Adults, Sliver, and Fear.
Those are awesome, dude.
Solid showing.
Yeah, solid showing.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I know you got to run.
Yeah.
But there it is. Good job.
Good job.
I'm thrilled. We'll be back with this starting September 23rd.
Yeah.
We'll likely take a 1 week break in the middle. Maybe that'll time out for the Halloween Ends Patreon episode. Cool. We'll see.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But join us then, and also get on Patreon because there's all sorts of the Cozy Awards, the mailbags, all this stuff's going on
right now. So much fun.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
For more Gorley and Rust content, head over to patreon.com/withGorleyandRust to get episodes ad-free and a whole week early. Plus, monthly mailbag episodes and feature-length watch-along film commentaries of your favorite horror classics. That's patreon.com/withGorleyandRust. Email us at withGorleyandRust@gmail.com, and your questions might be featured on a future mailbag episode. With Gorley and Rust theme song by me, Matt Wood, and performed by Townland. You can find us on Instagram as Townland Band, as well as Paul's fantastic band at Don't Stop or We'll Die. And why not rate and review with Gorley and Rust on Apple Podcasts? It'll help us grow the show and keep us trucking through the Jasons and the Michaels, the Leatherfaces and the Chuckies, the Aliens and the Candymans.
Whether you're driving to work, biking to a friend's place, or on the way to your next vacation, Amazon Music has your comedy fix covered. As an Amazon Prime member, you have access to ad-free top podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/onthegocomedy. That's amazon.com/onthegocomedy. And listen to your favorite podcasts on the go.